Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lee Kinnearshield.
Kinnearshield. Close.
Kinnearshield.
You almost got it. You're so close.
I shared with Lee ahead of time. That was going to be my biggest concern, was that I would butcher her name. So I apologize for that.
No problem. You made a really good first effort.
All right.
Awesome.
Good. Lee is director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, but she's transitioning to a different role. She's going to be the new president, CEO of United Way of Central Missouri. So congratulations, Lee.
Thank you.
So Ann Bax, the current CEO president, is retiring. And so there was a wide search for her replacement. So Lee is the one that has been chosen to fill that role. So Lee, give us a little bit of idea of your background.
Well, I actually started my career in nonprofit with United Way nearly 30 years ago. I was the Vice President for 7 years, and then ended up having a child and just felt like I could not honor the commitments for being very available for my son, as well as all the commitments that United Way does require. And so I stepped away for a while. But at that point, a couple years down the line, missed nonprofit so much, worked with March of Dimes for a couple of years as a regional director. And then for the last 20, I've been the program director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, a United Way agency. So it's just very interesting to think about going back home basically to United Way, where I started. And it's just an opportunity I'm so excited about.
So why is nonprofit such a thing on your heart?
I always thought growing up I was going to be a nurse. My mom was a nurse. But when the reality came to just seeing people in serious pain, and I was just very apprehensive about that, but knew I always wanted to do something to work with people to directly impact their lives. And so nonprofit has allowed me to do that, to be able to be a caring person and hopefully improve individuals' lives without providing that direct patient care.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your most recent effort with a nonprofit. What are some of the things that you saw transform while you were there at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, when I initially started, we provided mentoring primarily in the community. We've grown our school-based mentoring program significantly. We also prioritized a program called Amachi that mentors children who have an incarcerated parent. We try to look for different ways just to bring mentoring to individuals that need it. We last March started a program with St. Nicholas Academy Home, where we're matching high school students with the boys that live there, the littles that we refer to them as. And so that was just another way to reach those kids, but just always looking for different ways to be able to bring our services to those that need it. Our agency's gone through a lot of different fundraisers that we've done over the years. You know, we've got a new event. This will be the third year that we think is going to be our new signature event, and that's a chili cook-off combined with a cornhole tournament. That we've done, but a lot of variety of fundraising that we've had to just look at the event, figure out if it was a good fit for us, and it also could help us achieve those financial goals. We've expanded staff since I've been there, just a lot of different things to be able to grow the program.
So what's the basic premise behind Big Brothers Big Sisters? How does it operate?
So Big Brothers Big Sisters' primary goal is to find a mentor, a volunteer to spend consistent time with a little, as we call them, or a child that has limited or no contact with the one parent residing outside of their home. And so we pair these groups together, these matches together, and they spend consistent time each week. And mentors don't have to do anything extraordinary, but just be that friend to a child. Show up each week at school or in the community. You know, for some of our littles, which I was just kind of taken back by, some have never sat down and just had a family meal.
Oh, wow.
You know, they eat in front of the TV or they maybe eat on the run kind of thing. But for a big to be able to share a family meal with a child is important, to kind of talk to them even about, you know, just common dinner etiquette. I've been matched twice, and my first little had a lot of needs where she needed a lot of support. Currently, though, I matched with a boy who's now, he'll be a junior in high school. And he came to our agency because his mother had passed away very young, and his dad wanted big sisters for his two sons and a big sister for his daughter. But Liam and I just spend time talking at school and kind of talking about just future plans and just being that friend to him. You know, occasionally he will talk about his mom and how he hopes that she's proud of him. When he was in grade school, we played games together. But over time, those relationships form long-lasting friendships. And the ultimate goal is that children can start to see the potential within them and help them to achieve that and to be that advocate and encouraging force in their life.
Yeah. Well, Lee, you can clearly tell you're passionate about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
I am.
totally immersed in it.
Yes.
So what led you to step out of that role into, again, going back to United Way?
Well, I'm at a time in my life, I have three boys. My youngest will be a senior in high school. And so when the opportunity arose, I left United Way all those years ago, not because I was at all dissatisfied with that role, but I know what it took and did not feel that I could give that 100% commitment. But to be able to go back there, and when I applied for the job, it was just a matter of knowing what my skill set currently is and what I could do to help those other 27 agencies or 28 agencies, including Big Brothers Big Sisters. And I felt that I could make a direct impact in the community. Being an agency director, I know what the agencies go through daily. I think that will be very helpful in the new role as the new president for United Way. And I love just the aspect of seeing the community come together in the fall to raise funds to support all of these agencies delivering very valuable services in our community. That was exciting to me. Also, you know, starting to think about, I will be childless and United Way does require a lot of time. I think I've got that time to give. And just excited about how I could just have a hand in carrying on all that United Way has started and created in this community due to the generosity of everyone that gets behind it during the campaign time.
Yeah. I'm curious. So having been with United Way early in your career and now, compare and contrast the differences between what you see and what you experienced then.
Some of the processes are very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, every year the agencies go through what's called fund allocation, where we reapply, we meet with a panel of volunteers that looks over our financials, we answer the questions they have. So that process is still pretty much the same from what I can tell. The campaign is structured a little bit differently. Also, a lot of the workplace campaigns do some special event fundraising as well towards the campaign goal. That will be new and different. United Way is trying to expand and looking at and being a support for childcare providers through their childcare initiative. So that is definitely something that, you know, we did not do previously. I'm hopeful in my new role, I would like to get the younger generation more actively involved with United Way and look for ways to reach them. You know, United Way relies heavily on payroll deductions as far as the majority of the contributions. But obviously, social media is playing a huge role in everyone's life now, and online giving, and maybe, you know, looking more closely at how do we attract individuals that may not be in a workplace where a speaker can come out and share information about United Way. And some of what is different, I don't even know yet until I get in there to really see how things have changed. Right. The staff is larger. You know, there's more targeted specific roles within the current staff, which I'm very excited about. When I was there, we were a staff of four, and we did a lot. We did every aspect of what it took from, you know, the beginning of the campaign to promoting it to training volunteers and so on. So it'll be nice to have a little bit more support within the office to do those things.
Well, you know, one thing that strikes me, you mentioned the childcare support there, that's let's say the last decade or so of United Way, that it really has excelled at identifying challenges in the community that are unmet and then trying to help find players that can help meet it. What are some of the challenges that you see the community faces that United Way might help to find opportunities for a solution?
Well, the one thing, obviously, childcare is a huge concern, but just from the agency perspective that I represent currently, transportation is an area that I know so many of our families struggle with. Yeah. You know, they do want to be able to get a job, maintain a job. It's very difficult if you do not have access to any of your own personal transportation. Or public transportation is not available at night. So that is one area that I think we're going to explore a bit. Obviously, affordable housing is another huge issue, not only in this community, but nationwide. So those are two, I think, primary that really tug at my heart right now, just being able to see all the families that we work with and the struggles that they go through. Part of my hope is bringing the agency perspective. I intend to meet with all agency directors first and foremost to figure out what their greatest needs are and the clients that they are serving, because there is overlap, but everyone brings a different perspective too. And what can United Way do to be that leader, you know, to bring people together, to talk about the areas or issues within the community that we do need to address to make this a strong, viable community?
Yeah. Overlap is not necessarily a bad thing if they're working together, right? You know, it's not a, I guess it is a new job for you coming up here. And so every new job, I always think the first thing you got to do is understand the lay of the land, right? So meeting with those partner agencies certainly helps you do that. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear, though, when entering that first day on the job? When's your first day?
July 10th.
Okay. All right. So what are you most worried about on July 10th happening?
Well, this is something that I told them in the interview. My biggest fear is not achieving that campaign goal. With United Way, they have the Paysetter campaign that kicks off early. That's kicking off the end of June. But that fear of being a new president and not achieving the goal the first year out makes me extremely nervous.
Yeah.
But they assured me, and I do know this, it is a community effort.
Sure.
So even when I was at United Way, there was a year or two that we did not achieve the campaign goal. So there's always a plan B. There's a way to either extend that campaign deadline or reprioritize some of the funding for that following year. But I have to say that is it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to continue. Ann has done a phenomenal job. Linda McEnany before her. The board is outstanding. I want to continue that momentum that has been created in the community.
Right. Well, we know then what keeps you up at night.
Yes.
So what's the thing that gets you going in the morning every day after July 10th?
Knowing how critically important it is that we raise the needed resources in this community to continue to support the agencies. You know, United Way, I kind of see as they're an umbrella over all these partner agencies. But without that, agencies really can struggle. United Way funding is not the primary funding source for most of the agencies, but it's critically important.
Right.
Even with Big Brothers Big Sisters, we receive nearly half of our operating budget through United Way. And so that gives us that foundation we need to be able to continue our services. And then for expansion, we can go ahead and raise more or find other ways to be able to support or match the efforts of United Way. But I think that's what will also get me excited, knowing to just to be able to, you know, walk through United Way agencies and see what they're doing in this community. I do feel the strength of United Way is a good reflection of the strength of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very giving, positive place to live. Yeah. And that will excite me to make sure that those services are still available to everyone that needs them.
Yeah. Well, again, United Way has a history of changing lives. Mm-hmm. And we're confident under your leadership it will continue. So congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me in.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.